Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. You know exactly who this is. This is Kent Steinbeck.
Thank you, Steve.
And we're coming to you from Herb's House Coffee Shop here in Dallas, Texas. Great study today, Kent. We're in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2. The title of this is Finishing Strong. And I want to begin by reading the verse. And Kent, just to set it up, there's a saying, it's not how you start the race, but how you finish the race that counts. And so this verse, this proverb, is about finishing strong. And so Solomon writes, ill-gotten gains do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. Now, I had to read this several times, Kent, to try to begin to discern what is being said here. So let's just walk through this. Ill-gotten gains, literally out of the original language, treasures of wickedness. And it means to make money or accumulate wealth through dishonesty, through lying, through stealing, through deception, that you come by your personal wealth in a way that does not honor the Lord. And Solomon tells it like it is. He says, does not profit. Granted, it may profit for a short time financially, but it will not profit in the sense, it will not deliver you from a guilty conscience. And there will be a paper trail. And the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. And it will not profit in the last day, for sure. It'll be a sad ending to your life, and everything that you've worked for will have no eternal value whatsoever. So ill-gotten gains do not profit. It brings no happiness in life, no true fulfillment in life. But righteousness delivers from death. Now, what is this saying? Well, righteousness here refers to practical righteousness and living a life of integrity and honesty and generosity. And what you do have, you have come by it honestly. So it'd be the opposite of ill-gotten gains. The righteous man has what he possesses by honest gains. And it says righteousness delivers from death. Now, again, what does this mean? Well, we know that we all die. I mean, Hebrews 9 says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. But what it is saying is that it will deliver from dying a death with much regret. As you look back on your life and realize that you cut corners you should have never cut, and that you have wasted your life and really squandered the opportunities that you had to have done it right with honesty and integrity. And so if you live a righteous life, it will deliver you from death in the sense of dying an empty death without pleasure, without satisfaction. In fact, dying with many regrets, whether that's ever spoken to anyone else or not. It's a guilty conscience, a haunting conscience. But if you live a righteous life, it will deliver you from a hollow death. So you want to end strong. And when you come to the last day of your life and you reflect back upon your life, it is living a righteous life that will save you, rescue you from such an ignominious ending. So, Kent, it's a strong proverb. If you want to finish well and finish strong at the end of your life, then you need to live righteously today. So that's what this is saying. So we need to talk about this, Kent.
Yeah. So for me, being a businessman,
yeah,
this really applies. I mean, because of profit and trying to make money and how you deal with people and,
yeah,
and how people deal with me. But I think what I'd like to do is take it a step further. How do you think we could apply this to the housewife, to the student.
Yeah.
To maybe the nurse.
Yeah.
Or someone that is not in business.
Yeah.
How would you apply this properly where ill-gotten gains would be applicable in their life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would it be the hours you cheat on your hours?
Yeah.
When you're working hourly, or what how would that work?
Well, the first one that flashes to my mind when you said students,
okay,
would be cheating,
okay,
on an exam or a paper that you turn in, plagiarism.
Mm-hmm.
We're being overrun with preachers today,
yeah,
who are plagiarizing,
and the churches don't even care,
they don't even care. Yeah, they bring it to the elders and they go, well, it's a better sermon.
I read one the other day.
Yeah, so that's an ill-gotten gain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a student can be tempted to get a copy of the exam from another student before he goes in. It's an ill-gotten gain.
Mm-hmm.
Or turning in a paper where you've just cut and pasted off of Wikipedia and turned it in. Ill-gotten gain.
Mm-hmm.
For let's just say a nurse. You said a nurse.
Yeah.
To turn in an incorrect hourly report.
Mm-hmm.
To pad your report that you've worked more than you really have. For a businessman, it could be turning in receipts to be reimbursed and really, we would say fudging, but it's really ill-gotten gain.
I had a businessman one time who was supposedly a Christian saying, I'm going to sell you this property at this price, but when an appraiser asks you what it is, I want you to tell him more money. Because I've got ground around this, and I want to get more money.
Oh my goodness! Well, can't.
But that's what you're saying here.
Yeah, and that's just the devil dangling a bait in front of you that most businessmen probably would go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a Christian, and you have a sensitive conscience before the Lord, and you can't be lured into that. And knowing that there will be repercussions that come from that. You talked about a housewife.
Yeah, let's talk about how would this apply to a wife or a mother.
Yeah, wow. I mean, let's think about that, Kent.
Yeah. So maybe a wife is, the husband's gone and she's, he thinks she's doing one thing and she's doing another. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that something that can happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And in some way, you know, come by treasures by wickedness,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever that is, lying, stealing, deception.
Yeah.
It does not profit.
Or going somewhere or being somewhere they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But righteousness delivers from a life like that.
Very fair.
And it delivers from coming to the end of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And a sad and tragic death that I didn't really walk the narrow path.
Yeah.
I didn't really walk the straight way.
Regrets.
Yeah, dying with regrets. So, you know, the sermon that Jonathan Edwards preached that really struck the match, that lit the fuse, that started the Great Awakening, was he preached a message out of Ephesians 5, verse 16, redeem the time for the days are evil.
Yeah.
And he goes to the end of a person's life, and they're on their deathbed, and how a person who did not live a righteous
mm-hmm.
life
mm-hmm.
would die with panic. And then he takes it a step further, and someone who's in the bowels of hell and has died without Christ and has just lived to accumulate the things of this world, but never thought about laying up treasure in heaven, and the regrets that obviously that person suffers.
Yeah.
So it's something we need to think about, Kent.
So let's finish this last question.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's say someone's listening. So, you know, I've been doing some things I shouldn't, or I'm not doing what I should be doing.
Yeah.
Whatever it is in your position in life. I want to end up with a righteous life. What should I do to ensure I am living a righteous life? How do I make that turn?
Yeah. Well, it really begins with acknowledging this to the Lord
mm-hmm.
and confessing it as sin and repenting of that, which means to turn away from it.
Whatever it is.
Whatever that is, and to turn to the Lord and to know that the Lord immediately forgives. I mean, he received the prodigal son back immediately.
Yep, I love that.
And it's a new start. And so we need to be lifelong repenters and lifelong confessors of sin, because none of us have escaped the snares of this world. So wherever you are in your life today, and I trust that you're in Christ, I would urge you to be reminded of this proverb: ill-gotten gains do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. May your heart be pure before the Lord. And if you've never believed in Jesus Christ, I would urge you today to repent and turn to the Lord and confess your sin, and he will receive you into his kingdom. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.